This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
National FFA Eastern Region Vice President Mallory White from Kentucky says this national convention in Indianapolis, Indiana will be very special for her and her fellow national officers. White says this will be her fifth and likely her favorite convention.
One of my favorite conventions that I've ever gotten to attend. Be seeing it from a totally different end. Won't get to spend a lot of time in the expo or visiting with students, but we'll get to spend a lot of time hopefully impacting them up on the stage with the content my teammates and I will be developing and presenting.
White says she's excited to give her retiring address.
It's a message I feel really passionately about. It'll be on the Friday morning session of convention, as well as getting to hear all of my teammates' retiring addresses.
She adds her speech will be a surprise at the convention.
We actually kind of keep it a secret from each other what the topic is until we're up there giving it. So I'm excited for those to be revealed and for students to be impacted, because while this might be my fifth national convention, it's some students' first time going to national convention.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, Can-Do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
The North American Championship Rodeo returns to Freedom Hall November 10th through the 12th. Come out for all the action, including bull riding, barrel racing, and steer wrestling. Friday's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night benefits the Horses and Hope program. Tickets start at $10 at Ticketmaster.com. The rodeo is just a part of the fun at the North American International Livestock Exposition. Learn about the country store and the livestock competition at livestockexpo.org.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Although this is her fifth convention, Kentuckian Mallory White says she vividly remembers her first time in Indianapolis.
I think I permanently had chills the whole time we were in Indianapolis. One, because it was cold, but two, just because of the fact that there are so many other people who are like-minded like me gathering for an organization that we all care so much about.
She's hoping to hear from her fellow Kentuckians when she gives her address.
Kentucky FFA had a cardboard cutout of me that was life-size, and my ACT teacher took it home. Now the feeling it might make an appearance at the national convention this year. So I'm excited to, if I don't get to see all my Kentucky friends and family, at least get to hear them, hopefully.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass, and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.